What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sherita, and this is Fast. Hey, y'all. What's happening? Welcome back. It's fourth... Ooh, God. Get my tongue right. It's fourth quarter, y'all. Let's go. Hello, you guys. Hello, my beautiful people. What's new? What's old? What's blue? Anyways, you guys, I know it's, well, you know what? It's what it is. I did something very, very different this year, and I just wanted to tap in on the quarters, and there was definitely a reason for that. But, you know, unbeknown to you guys and unbeknown to myself about how the world is going to go and how life is going to play out and what a day-to-day looks like, you know, how I'm feeling, how y'all feeling, whatever. You know, for me, I've been playing it by ear, and I literally lived and been going through this whole year day by day, going through my process of really breaking, you know, breaking my year down by the quarters. And that works for me. And, well, it worked for me. And I'm grateful for the time that I did place where, you know, where it needed to be placed. So, anyways, I wanted to hop back on the mic and holla at y'all. See what's popping with y'all. You know, come and see what's popping. And then holla at you guys about my fourth quarter plans. So the last time I spoke to you guys, I really spoke on me really trying to focus and align myself and tap more into my feminine energy. I explained that feminine energy, I believe, is definitely within, gosh, everybody. It's within everybody because everybody comes from woman. But whatever, that might be, you know, me getting too deep. But everybody does have a sense of feminine energy because of that. Because you guys, of course, come from a woman. You know, that's to my man who are listening. However, for me as a woman, I explained how feminine energy isn't something that I just naturally expose. You know what I mean? It ain't always an easy thing for me to walk into. And things of that nature. There's so many things of why a woman struggles with her feminine energy, her divine feminine space that she should be living into. Of course, it's gonna do this while I'm recording. Thought that had that shit on my do not disturb mode, but whatever. There's reasons why a woman may not, you know, recognize that type of energy within herself. Maybe she wasn't taught how to embrace that energy. Maybe she's in a scared place. There's many, many reasons, you know what I'm saying? So never sit back and act like you know it all, because you don't. But anyways, in my last episode that I spoke to you guys, I did speak on that being something that was a true, very, very true focus of mine. And it will always continue to be a true focus of mine, because that is something about myself that I believe deserves the time. I enjoy seeing myself in a more softer, feminine light. And that's just where I'm at. That's at the big age that I'm at. And so that was the last time I spoke to you guys. And it's been going really, really good. It's been going really good. I've been noticing a lot of things, realizations about myself. I'm a pretty in tune, tapped in type of a person, but there's, you know what, y'all, there's not enough days and times where you can sit with yourself and really learn yourself, because you're literally changing every day. You learn something new every day. I'm a firm believer in that, or at least you can learn something new every day if you're willing to take something new in, and you're changing and growing every day. You don't feel the same way that you felt yesterday. You don't feel the same way that you probably felt within a couple of hours. You know what I mean? That's just human nature. That's life and the life clock that we're on. That's just the will of the universe, the will of God. In my personal belief, should I say. But you know, I like it here. I like where I'm at. I like you know, when I say I like where I'm at, I like where I'm at, like within. There's a lot of work to do. There's still so much work to do, but that's where I'm at. And so, you know, I've just been in this time frame. I've been sitting back and, you know, minding my business, staying out the way. I have no problem protecting my peace and energy when I feel like it's in a very shifted or vulnerable, shuffled space. I no longer go out of my way to make it to events that I just don't have the energy to go to. I'm silent when I feel like I need to be silent. I'm always going to express myself when I feel that I need to express myself. And I've come to the conclusion that's always going to make people feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying? That's just that I have come to the conclusion finally, like, yeah, you know what? I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't. People are damned if they do. They're damned if they don't. Celebrities are damned if they do. They're damned if they don't. You know what I mean? That's just going to be, I guess that's just the way of the world. Some people don't always like that you can stand on your truth and speak your peace. Some people don't even like that you have the ability to articulate yourself. That's insane to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind anybody articulating themselves. I don't mind whatever tone that you choose to express your articulation in. I'm a firm believer in I have a right to, you know, remove myself or react in the way that I choose to react. You know what I'm saying? I feel like everything's a choice. Everything's a choice, and I definitely believe in being fair. If you choose to talk to me like you don't lost your mind or anything of that nature, and I choose to check your ass and retaliate and stop your ass right there in your stops, nigga, I don't see no problem here. I think that we both made decisions as adults, and I think that we both can maturely move forward. You know, I'm a firm believer in that. You know what I mean? And that mentality and that how that is, that ain't for everybody. That ain't for everybody, and I'm okay with that, too. Maybe that's not for you. Confrontation ain't for everybody, and I'm getting to the point where I'm really trying to work on embracing that communication ain't for everybody right now no more either. It's, you know, and that's going to be my hardest battle to accept, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a communicator. I believe in communication. I think that communication, proper communication and timing and the tone of your communication, all of that, it all has factors into communication. I think that's a very effective way as humans to express yourself, to open your mouth and speak. I personally take it a little bit more deeper and a little bit more firmer because I come from parents who cannot open their mouth and express themselves. And so I take communication very seriously for that simple reason alone. I will always speak my mind and live in my truth and speak my peace because I got parents who did not speak that peace growing up. And I am a product of what that did to them on a real nigga level. Like, I understand what that did to them. That caused damage. You know what I'm saying? My parents are grown-ass adults. You know what I mean? And they suffer from a lot of damage with that. And don't nobody want to sit back and own that shit. Don't nobody want to sit down and really look at certain things and outcomes and really apply shit, like apply change and difference, really apply breaking curses and things like that, you know? So that's personally my reason of always going hard the way that I do on how I feel about communication and the importance of it. And I just think it's healthy. I think it's healthy. But like I said, I'm at the point where I understand that some people don't have that. Number one, I understand and I'm grateful that I was blessed with that skill. Communicating is a skill. And I didn't understand that. I thought that it was kind of like a common thing that we all communicate, you know, in different languages and different ways. Like, communication is all around us. Plants communicate. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to get into the science of shit. But on a real level, like on a real, real level, though, like, I don't know, like I said, y'all, I'm just in tune. I'm really, really in tune, and I really do think outside of things, and I think outside of myself, and I think outside of the box. I'm not just saying it. I think another thing that I've been realizing a lot this year is people. I was having a conversation with one of my girls the other day, and people are so caught up on life behind a phone and life behind a tablet and a computer screen, you know, aka social media and the internet all around, just the internet, you know, to where people have truly, truly, truly forgotten or literally don't understand. And I'm at a point now where I'm trying to be a little bit more understanding that people don't understand. Like, you know, common sense truly ain't that common. Like, it's really not that common no more. And it hasn't been that common for a very, very long time. And it's really digressing as time and as the world spins. Like, that's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? That's happening right here before my eyes. And, you know, a lot of that is very scary for me. It's very, very scary for me. Censorship is very scary for me. Cancel culture is very scary for me. I'm not even going to hold you guys. I'm not going to hold y'all. Watching the way that podcasting is shifting is scary to me. It's very scary to me, especially because I'm a very, and I think, and honestly, me saying this out loud on this mic, I think that has a lot to do why I go through a lot of creative blocks, because y'all already know what's up. I speak my mind. I've always spoke my mind. I've been that way since I was a little girl. Like, I can, for real, like, I really wish that I had video recordings of myself growing up, that my mom's family was way more active and vocal now, because they damn near disappeared, unfortunately. I don't know if y'all tap in and listen to my podcast. If you do, hey, I love you guys. I miss y'all. And you guys can 100% contest on how I got down as a kid. You know, it just, because that is who I am. That is who God created me to be. I get very nervous seeing how people cannot express themselves no more. So many words offend people now. And you might even, I mean, that's like a prime example. And I pray to God that I don't offend somebody right now while I'm speaking on this matter. You feel me? Like, that's like I was speaking about the whole pronouns things. And that's pretty new. And to my acknowledgement, pronouns and things of that type of a nature, I guess it's the big ruckus and big deal that it has caused is pretty new. You know what I'm saying? Wanting people to be called whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not being funny while I'm saying that. I'm dead serious. That's a new thing. I grew up in my morals, how I was raised was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, right? This is an example. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Sometimes I get nervous when I'm on the phone at work. Like, damn, I wonder if I ever say yes, ma'am. Am I offending somebody who doesn't identify as a ma'am? When in fact, or in reality, in my mind, I take that as me giving respect. You know what I'm saying? I was speaking to one of my BGs, gosh, about my podcast name, Spaz. You know what I'm saying? It's been Spaz since I came up with an idea to start a podcast. And I think that was probably like around 2017. I dropped my podcast in 2018. Y'all probably sat on it for like a year. So yeah, that's about right. Like, I didn't think anything of it. I took Spaz as like, nigga, shit, I'm gonna get on this mic and like Spaz. That's what I do. I like to have conversations. I loved podcasts. Was literally obsessed with podcasts. Listening to somebody behind a mic speak was soothing to me. You feel me? And it was a relatable content. It was conversation. It was real. I have podcasters that I fuck with. Like, in my mind, I'm like, damn, if I really like linked up with them, we can really be cool. Like, really, really be cool. I could see myself kicking in with them, like really kicking with them and having a good time. Like, just certain things of that nature. It was a sense of community for me. And then it got to the point where, you know, I was talking to my BG and she's like, you know, like, girl, I've been thinking about it. Like, you might have to change your podcast name. And I was like, damn, nigga, like, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm just not doing it. Like, that's what? Like, Spaz, the word Spaz, apparently, and I honestly, I'm not even gonna hold y'all. I didn't even do a lot of looking into it on why it was as offensive as it was, because I don't want no parts of that conversation, because in my mind, that conversation does not relate to me, because I did not put this out with an ill will, malicious intent. I didn't name my podcast Spaz to be funny or disrespectful to any kind of a community. And then when I heard a little bit more about it, when I was talking to my BG, and I can't speak on too many things that I don't know, so I'm not going to go into great detail about it, but apparently it has something to do with the disabled community. And I was like, really? What? Like, okay, yeah, that definitely doesn't apply to me. I come from a disabled community, nigga. My parents are deaf. You know what I'm saying? What? that does not apply to me. As a matter of fact, it's growing up, I'm so grateful. Like, I look at myself a lot of times now as an adult, and when you're doing a lot of self-work, you got to really sit down and question yourself on why you do certain things the way that you do. And I mean, like, really question yourself, the good and the bad. Look at the most ugliest thing to you, of you, and look at the most brightest thing of you, and go from there. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a reason for everything. There's something that fed whatever energy of you. We are made of so many different emotions. We just choose what we're pouring more time and light into. You know what I'm saying? Some people like to be goofy. That's what they like to do. They want to laugh all fucking day. That's what they're doing. Okay, for the record, speaking about laughing all damn day, quick story time. Weed. Y'all know I like to smoke. I'm a smoker. It brings me peace. It's a part of my routine. It calms me down. There's a lot of reasons why I like to smoke. But the main reason why I like to smoke is because of the calmness. I understand that there's times where I shouldn't have to sit back and depend on weed. As a matter of fact, let me roll up right now while I'm playing with y'all. I'm not saying that I need to depend on weed in order for me to be happy. That's not what I'm saying, or to be calm or to be silent or anything like that. But it definitely aids in it. And at a certain time in my life, when I was a little bit younger, maybe I started really smoking at like maybe like 16, 17. I would say 17 because I graduated at 17, senior. I was a late bloomer in school, y'all. My mama put me in school very early, which makes sense. In her situation, it makes sense. But anywho. And the birthday cutoff is why I'm younger than my class, but whatever, y'all know what's up, y'all got kids and shit. But, I really start paying attention to why, you know, certain things for me is why it is, and, you know, how I am the way I am. I'm open-minded the way that I am because I come from very open-minded parents, but even more so, I come from a very, very open-minded community. And then I was around a lot of shit, at a very, very young age growing up. But for the real, real thing, I come from a very open-minded community. Deaf people in the hearing impaired community is very open-minded, within their own community, I guess I would say, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all a story. They're not always open-minded, with hearing culture. And there's reasons behind that. You know what I'm saying? The hearing culture, could have possibly made deafies feel a certain type of way. There's an ongoing battle there within the hearing culture, within families not knowing how to sign, deaf people feeling alone in their families and things of that nature. You know, there's so many aspects that come with that. But because that's my, you know, I was raised that way. That's, you know, I don't know no different. I've always been open-minded. So they sit back and hear, like, wait a minute, you telling me that now they saying that my podcast, the name of it could be offensive? Like, okay, nigga, I can't win for losing. You know what I'm saying? I just, at that moment, in a slight moment, I kind of like took it as like defeation in a sense. I was like, wow, like that ain't my intentions. You know what I'm saying? Like at all. And then, you know, the cancel culture, watching what you have to say, people dropping albums, putting their hard time and their work into a body of art. Their job is to create music and sing a song. You feel me? And the world makes them change their song lyrics if it's too offensive and things of that nature. And another thing, you guys, I come from the 90s. I'm a 90s child, and I come from a generation in entertainment to where shit, a lot of things went. Like, I remember Howard Stern vividly. Howard Stern couldn't last. He probably couldn't last, I don't know how long, on a pop. Actually, I need to tap in and see if Howard Stern even has a podcast. And if so, like, is it even okay? You know what I'm saying? Or are you guys canceling Howard Stern? And then honestly, in his own right, Howard Stern is one of the GOATs in his own right, in my opinion. Howard Stern's been out for a long time. I grew up watching Howard Stern. It was inappropriate. We probably had no business watching it, but I had uncles and cousins that fucked with Howard Stern and his rawness and his bluntness. But I come from that. I come from that type of a talk, that type of an entertainment, that type of content. And so that has a lot to do with why I feel like a lot of my culture, a lot of my peers millennials, I can never say that word, we do move different. And we are actually a very, very interesting generation, because I love that I'm a millennial, because I come from one of the, like, the greatest times of the world. Like, I come from very old school upbringings. I also come from a product, oh my God. I come from a semi product of the streets of a crack academic era that ended, that had people moving and doing real shit. I come from the internet era, where we was dial up AOL connections and chat rooms and party line days. I come from playing outside. I come from watching technology go from a flip phone to full on touchscreen. You know what I'm saying? From box phones, big antennas that didn't even come down on the phone, to a full touchscreen. A phone that's literally a computer in your hand. Like, I come from that. I seen that. I don't think that people, I don't think my peers and our generation gives us ourselves enough credit. We don't give ourselves enough grace on how dope we truly, truly are. I'm pretty in tune about how dope I am as an individual, as a woman, whatnot. But on some real shit, we come from a very dope ass generation. Like, for real. Like, I'm talking about one of the last realest generation is my generation. I come from that. I'm grateful for that. At the same time, I go through real self battles and real moments where I be like, damn, like, y'all, especially with people being so easily offended now, like, you cannot speak your truth. Like, people would sit back. And the thing is, I've never went out my way to speak to, like, hurt somebody. I'm never speaking to go out my way to hurt somebody. I don't move like that. I would never. I don't like to be hurt. I'm a pretty fucking sensitive person. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't, whether you guys know that about me or not, but that's something that I will not admit. That's a part of who I am. I'm somebody that will speak my mind. And that's why I'm very offended. I'm very, very, very offended when because I speak my mind the way that I do, and I believe in, you know, spreading your voice and using your voice. I'm a firm believer in that. If I ever became a mom one day, you better believe I'm drumming that in my kids. And I do mean drumming that in my kids. I want my babies to be very, very self-efficient and know how to articulate themselves in a very proper commutative way. They're going to be way better than me, because they're going to have way more language and vocabulary than I am, because I'm not playing that shit and I'm on top of them grades. So they're definitely going to be able to articulate themselves way more subtle and professional than I am. But I mean, shout out to their mama, because I'm going to give them a very healthy balance of, nigga, we don't play that. Like, a very healthy balance of that, because it matters and I think it does exist. I mean, I think it does make a difference, is what I meant to say. But going through all of those type of aspects of, like, seeing the world change rapidly. I'm talking about one day something could be cool, the next day is bad. And then you have a lot of people, when I be expressing those kind of things, I always get reassurance, like, girl, whatever, like, speak your mind, it is what it is, leaving your truth. And shout out to y'all, the ones who be reaching out and telling me that and kind of giving me that reassurance. I do appreciate that. But then I look at it like, yeah, but I don't really see you guys getting, like, I don't, do y'all experience motherfuckers, like, always constantly thinking that you're a bad person, constantly thinking that you're a mean person? Anything pop off, it's like, well, what you do? Nigga, what the fuck you mean, what did I do? How about what the fuck did they do? Is that ever a question? Like, you know, I've grew up really feeling that way. Like, really looking at people like, y'all be saying this, or, you know, quick to point the finger at me because y'all so used to me speaking my mind. But what that means, that you guys are putting speaking your mind as a negative connotation. And it's not that. It's not negative notation. And that offends me. And that used to bother me growing up. And it bothers me a lot from time to time now. I've always been somebody that was really big on my name and respect, and giving respect to get respect. I'm huge on that. I remember my BG always asked me back in the days, like, why does that matter to you so much? Why does respect and what people think, like, why does that matter to you so much? I want to make it very clear. It isn't so much of what people think, mainly. What people think does have leverage. I'll be lying. I think a lot of people are lying when they say that it don't matter. We're human, and human connection and contact and language and stuff like that, communication, that does matter to me. So, how can that not matter? It just, the math ain't math in there. You know what I'm saying? It does matter to me. What certain people have to say or what certain inputs come off to me as, or how I receive certain things, it matters. So yeah, it does matter to me when I speak my mind and people are constantly looking at me like, oh, here she goes. She, you know, she thinks she know it all and she can't be. I was telling my auntie, because she has a very bad habit. At this point, I think it's a bad habit of constantly thinking that I can't be told shit. And I truly believe that she says and thinks this because I speak my mind. And I be looking at her and I correct her. And when y'all see me post things like that where I'm like, correct them every time, nigga, I really post what the fuck I mean. Like, for real. If I'm bullshitting or I'm catting on y'all, I'm gonna say that. Like, right now I'm trolling or I'm catting. Like, or if you really know me, you know when I'm trolling and catting. But a lot of shit that I post, like, I really mean that. Correct them every time. And I'm gonna tell you exactly why I'm a firm believer in that. Like, I'm gonna tell you exactly why. For real, for real. You know, because you're the one, if you are in a growth season, you are creating or getting to know your person. And that, like, that person, you, yourself, within you. Like, literally, when I say your person, I literally mean your person. You person. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't sound right when you say you person. But you are literally getting to know yourself and getting to know yourself in a different season, in a different time, in a different whatever the case may be. However, whatever that is, it matters. That person matters. That time that you have put in to that work matters, and it's going to continue to matter, especially if you're a mom. It for sure matters because this person has to present to take care of other little persons and teaches other little persons. I can really get deep into that. I be analyzing the fuck out of shit, but I have to. I got to really sit back, and for me, how I work mentally, I got to make it make sense for me. Otherwise, it ain't going to stick. That's just what it is. It will not stick to me if it doesn't make any sense. When you speak to me, please make it make sense. So that way I can really process, you know, facts and everything else and move accordingly. But, you know, she has a habit of always telling me that. Like, well, you know, you got to be told something too. You can't be told something. And I'll be like, I don't remember a time where I couldn't be told something. And I'm like dead serious. I don't remember. I'll ask, like, when was it there a time that I didn't function what you were telling me? Like, let me know. And I'm asking that because, number one, I fuck with accountability and I need to know. And if that's something that I'm doing, obviously I'm doing it unknowingly because I'm standing firm on not receiving what you're saying. You feel me? So let me know so that way I can change that, because I don't like that. And if that's something on me on the outside looking in, because clearly you guys see a different version of me than what I feel that I see, holla at me and let me know. You feel me? What I can't admit to, maybe I don't receive it in that moment. You know, maybe I'm not either healthy enough, I'm not in a space to receive it, or I'm pissed the fuck off, or I'm not mature enough in that space and in that moment to receive whatever gem that you're giving to me. I also know what that feels like to want to give somebody a gem and they don't have the ability or the capacity to receive it in that light in that moment. For me, if it's a serious thing that I love somebody and I want them to really understand, I'm doubling down. I'm coming back to it in a calmer tone. I'm coming back in a calmer tone, in a different light. That's just me. I go the extra mile and beyond. Everybody doesn't do that. I'm going to speak on that too. But that's just how I get down. I'm not saying that that's what you got to do, but that's how I feel like if you want to be heard, you're going to keep fighting for it. That's just, I think that makes sense. And so if somebody's saying something or doing something that I feel like, oh, you know, woo woo, or I love their growth journey enough, or I love them, or I know they got that growth in them, or I know that they've been on that journey, I'm pouring into that in a positive light. And so when people are not pouring into my journey in a to what I believe is a positive light, I'm correcting it every time. When people are coming and trying to tell me about myself, I'm correcting you every time. My correction sometimes could be harsh. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't always have the time down. I don't always have the tone down. I don't always have the place down. I'm not saying that I'm an angel and that I'm perfect. There's times where I can sit back and hold my tongue so much because I'm working on that, and to where I might have a moment where I'm like, y'all, you know what? This motherfucker really got me fucked up. This silence shit ain't working right now. This maturity shit ain't working right now. I'm finna blow. I have those days and those moments. Like, I'm a human, you guys. I'm human. We are human. But see, I can say that out loud. Y'all hear that? I can say that out loud. I identified with that expression and that feeling and that emotion at that time. I'm finna own it and identify it. And a lot of times when I'm acting out of character, I'm fully aware that I'm acting out of character. And it's not okay. It's not okay. I'm not saying it's okay, but I am aware, which is why I look at people when they act out of character like, nah, motherfucker, you know what you're doing. I'm big on that because I've been there, motherfucker, and I knew what I was doing. You feel me? Like, I've been there. I go through there. I am there sometimes. You feel me? And I know what the fuck I'm doing. Now, is there times where I really do not recall, I do not remember, I'm underneath the influence, or I really don't recall. I think that, you know, I'm serious enough to really be like, yo, I really don't remember that. I'm really finna reach out and speak on that. And I'm really gonna want the clarity. I'm really gonna want the clarity. And in that moment, I think that's very, very transparent when I'm feeling that way too. When I have my moments, when I don't recall, I'm gonna ask you to, you know, give me the clarity or to make it make sense to me. And, you know, if you speaking on it, so I'm taking it as you do recall. So if you do recall, you feel me, help a sister out. Help me. You feel me? Like, what you gonna come and ridicule somebody for if you don't have a suggestion to make it better? Then what the fuck are we really talking about? That's what that comes to. What the hell are we talking about if you can't sit around here and give me an example or help me make myself better or whatever the case may be? Which leads into partnership. Another thing, you guys. So I've been, I'm going to go back to a light to where, you know what, I'm going to let God. I'm not going to be seeking. I don't really be seeking relationships and shit like that. I'm the girlfriend in the group that I hate the question. Like, what's going on with your dating life? Like, I hate that shit. I hate that question. I'd be like, damn, like, there's so many things to talk about. Why didn't you want to talk about niggas all day? Like, I'm that friend in the group chat. Like, I'm not really into that. Like, of course, I love love. I love seeing healthy marriages, healthy relationships, healthy. I just like healthy shit, healthy hair, healthy love, healthy skin. I just like healthy shit, healthy hygiene. It inspires me, you know, but I like seeing that type of shit. And so, but I don't be out here really putting myself out there, you know, and I still don't know if that's good or bad. I have moments where I'm like, damn, okay, I want to date, but I don't really put myself out there to date because I look and see what's going on in front of my own eyes and I'm scared. Like, y'all, men are wildin'. Women are wildin' too. Y'all are wildin' out here. Like, shit. Listening to these songs and looking at Puzzle have you feeling like you ain't even rich enough to want a rich nigga. You know what I'm saying? You ain't rich enough to ask a motherfucker for no money. These niggas feel like all you want is money when you have your own. Or these men don't have their own, or they are stuck in their immature, childish ways, or they don't want to do better, or they are comfortable, or they're not providing you with the things that you require and that you need. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, I'm at a big age. I'm going to start saying big age. After that clip, I'm going to play that clip. After that little nigga told Amanda Seals that 41 was a big age, that took me out. Like, damn, I really think we out here getting old, though, huh? I'm going to have to play that. I don't know how to get to that particular part of that speech, though. But that little nigga, what is his name? What is Holly, Chloe and Holly's boyfriend's name? Anywho, that nigga said Amanda Seals had a big age when she said she was 41. Like, that was wild to me. That's crazy, because 41 ain't really that old, baby. But hey, whatever floats your boat. But anywho, at my big age, you know what I'm saying, I know what I want, you know. I'm capable of. I know the good things about me, the bad things about me, the submissive things about me. I know what takes me to be submissive to a person. Y'all probably listening to me hit my blunt. Like, that bitch be sucking the fuck out that blunt. I sure do. But sure do. And I never put my mouth on a blunt. I don't even put my mouth on my own blunt. So if y'all ever smoke me and y'all see me hitting it off my hands, because that's why it sounds like that, the little air pockets, because I do not put my mouth on a blunt. Nobody's blunt, not even my own, when I roll it. That just ain't, that ain't how I smoke. And I'll tell any new smoker that in a heartbeat. Don't put your mouth on nobody's blunt. But anywho, if y'all ever see me doing that, please stop me. Stop me. Save the blunt. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like no wet ass blunt. I can't stand that shit. And I don't like touching it in rotation when they pass that shit. I got to still put my fingers on that. And if it's hot outside and it's sweating, my pores are open. Oh my God, I could just get there. But anywho, with the relationship, this whole dating scene, like, men are different. Men expect certain things from women. Men want to be spoiled now too, which is nothing wrong with. Women want to be overly spoiled. People don't understand partnership and things of that nature. I used to have moments, you guys, where things, when relationships wouldn't work out for me, and I would have a slight moment. I would have a slight period of thinking, like, damn, I wonder, is everybody looking at me like she can't keep a man, or she not doing something right, or what's wrong with her for real? Like, I have my moments where I go through those phases where I think like that. Like, damn, I wonder do people think like that about me? Especially because I'm so expressive. I'm known to be very, very expressive in my feelings and in my truth. And so I always have a moment where I think back, like, damn, I wonder, do people feel this way? But then I got to sit back and really remind myself, like, they probably do. But you know what? I'm not really big on down-talking niggas. Okay? So they don't really know why I stop fucking with this motherfucker, or why I'm making the choices or decisions. Unless you're my partner, you don't really know why I'm not fucking with the person or decision. I mean, if it's a conversation that comes up and I'm giving examples or story times, you know, you piece together what you feel that you can piece together. But I don't do a lot of kissing and telling. That's not really my thing. I've never really been a big kiss and tell person. I've always been pretty private in my relationships, especially, ooh, shit, a bitch needs some water. Especially in my adulthood, I've always been really, really private in my relationships and whatnot. Because I noticed this, although I'm somebody that encourages love. I'm a believer in love. I believe in marriage. I believe in partnership. I'm never going to be the friend. And I guess I should never say never. I won't be the friend that's going to encourage, like, oh, girl, leave that nigga. Fuck that nigga. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm not really that fuck nigga type of friend. That's not really me. Unless that nigga is a real life fuck boy. And if I was on some fuck that nigga type of shit, I'm more than likely keep that energy from the beginning of your relationship to the current to the end. You know, that's... If you just happen to get you a fuck nigga and this nigga been a fuck nigga from jump, number one... At this point, I encourage the fuck nigga behavior, you know, because clearly you encourage the fuck nigga behavior because you continue with this fuck nigga when he was being a fuck nigga while you guys were quote unquote dating. Half the time with a fuck nigga, you guys never even went through a dating phase. You just so happened to be doing whatever the fuck you needed to do for this fuck nigga. And then you guys morphed into whatever it is that he calls you to be. That's that shit that I'd be like, okay, girl, I don't know. And I keep my opinions with that very, very light. Very, very light. Like, I won't even shed no light into that, really. Because I can't. You know what I mean? I don't relate. And I don't recall. And I don't want anything about... I don't want my energy to even entertain that type of shit. So, I'm the friend that's more than likely going to tell you, like, hey, is it worth it? Fight for your love. I believe in it. Y'all should try therapy. You should do this. You should do that. Like, I'm never... That's just me. Because I'm a woman. I'm a woman like you. I've had my share of dealing with, you know, some fuck shit. I've found myself in some bullshit situations. Hell, I've found myself spinning the block. You know what I mean? After people probably would have never thought I would have spent the block. After horrible breakups and fucked up situations, I have spent the block. So I would never sit back and shame anybody for making a decision or doing what they got to do. However, I've never had anybody pour into me and my love life the way that I would pour into yours. I've never had anybody sit back and, like, really sit down and tell me, like, the good and the bad of what they know of my relationship. If they know, if they're privy to it, if I let them in that light. I've never had anybody have, I mean, you know, and I'm not, and I'm also not mad at my ride or die partners that be like, girl, fuck this nigga. I can never get over X, Y, and Z. And I understand that. Like, I'm never upset that they feel that way. Number one, I let you in and I expose you to certain things. Number two, you know, clearly you love me. You love me and you don't want to see me get hurt. You feel like this is a bad decision, whatever the case may be. It's valid. Your feelings are valid. I'm just choosing not to listen. And I have, and see, and that's the thing. When you're dealing with somebody that's the difference. When you're dealing with somebody that don't want to hear it, they're like, girl, I know that, I'll look you dead in your face and calmly be like, girl, I ain't finna leave that motherfucker, or girl, I ain't finna listen to you. Dead in your face, calmly. Bring them around, look at you, expect you to be just as happy as me. Like, and don't give a fuck. I'm that person. Like, I just don't, because at the end of the day, I truly understand. I'm not just saying that a person's going to do what they're going to do. Bitch, you finna watch me do what I want to do. Like, I know this. I know this and you know this. And so I don't know what we're doing. And if I do come to you and ask you for an opinion, that doesn't mean, if I have that type of mentality, that does not mean that I don't want your opinion. I just came to you and asked you for your opinion. I'm either going to take it, listen to it, store it, or move forward with it. You know what I mean? Whatever the case may be, it's going to be my choice. That's what the fuck? Like, people act like y'all don't. People be out here acting like you ain't got no choices. Yes, you do. Yes, you absolutely do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I do. I'm 100% aware of my choices. And so, and I also know that choices have consequences. I know that, you know, I you say that you'd live life with no regrets. I got a couple, you know, because those choices have consequences. And I had to come to this big age, you know what I'm saying, to understand that. Big age, big auntie energy. You feel me? I'm going to embrace that. But real shit, though, I had to come to this point to really understand that, like, understand that and apply it and receive it, or at least be really aware of it. Be aware of it. You know, that's just like they say that a kid, and I know I'm a firm believer in this. Shit, I won't even speak on the kid because people are like, you don't got a kid to relate. I'm gonna speak on my damn dog because I got a dog that can relate, okay? I remember when I just got Jules as a puppy and I was not trying to hit her. I did not want to pop my dog. I wasn't into it. They bring out a whole nother spot of you, especially when you get them, as a baby. I got Jules and she was 8 weeks. And so they were like, girl, you want to discipline her and pop her. Like, if she uses the bathroom, pop her, put her nose in it, train her. You have to train them. And I've never had a dog, as you guys know. Some of you guys shouldn't know if you guys been listening to Spaz. Never had a dog. So I was like, I don't want to pop her. I feel like, you know, she'll just learn. I have a pretty aggressive voice anyway. Some people think I'm yelling when I'm not yelling. You know what I'm saying? So imagine me yelling. I'm going to just yell at this damn dog is what I'm thinking. Honey, until Jules scratched off the lining of my couch and hid in there and start shitting and hiding her shit under my couch, putting her ears down when I would smell it and look at her like she knew what she did. Also, you were aware of those actions. Okay, and right now you're taking accountability because you're putting your ear down. So now I'm taking the choice and the decision to punish you. That's where I'm taking. That's my decision and my choice, because you decided, because you know that that's out of line. You decided to go underneath the couch, scratch a hole in my shit that you didn't fucking pay for, and take a full shit in my shit. That's what you decided to do, where you live rent-free, where you live in a great, mighty life. And so I'm choosing the violence. Like I said, we all have choices. And when you know right from wrong, you are then able to make the right choice. You're either able to make the wrong choice or the right choice, plain and simple. And as an adult, that is your right. You earned that right, and it's your will on whatever you choose to do. And whatever outcome that's going to be is going to be that outcome. Sometimes, unfortunately and sadly, those are very unfortunate outcomes, or those outcomes have repercussions. You know what I'm saying? Things happen. History catches up with you. The past catches up to you. And it don't even got to be a horrible thing. It could just be something that you just got to live with secretly, like within your own consciousness and within your own spirit. You know what I mean? Something that even if you choose to take this to the grave, that's your grave that you're taking it to. That's your darkness and your shit that you got to sit back and take that to, you know. And I know for a fact that secrets, I hate secrets. Everybody has them, you know, but I hate them. there's times when you're really doing work and you're sitting in with yourself, those secrets sometimes come back and speak to you. And then it makes you think like, damn, I hella want to tell somebody. Because we're human. We're not made to carry things alone. God gave Adam Eve. Like, come on now. You feel me? Like, we're made for partnership. That's how we are created. We are created to seek and desire partnership. Whatever that partnership looks like for you is what it looks like for you. But at the end of the day, you know, we're all one species. And I believe that that's, you know, that's my personal belief, that that's one of the goals of that we're supposed to have. And so I believe we got choices. And so, you know, I choose not to turn around and speak disrespectfully on anybody, you know. And I'm also choosing to sit back and allow myself to worry sometimes when I realize that I was choosing to sit back and allow those type of thoughts, occupy me, like occupy space in my mind that you really, I wasn't, you know, that thought wasn't warrant that space in my mind. You feel me? And so, you know, sitting with that, you know, and that's a daily thing. That ain't, oh, this is happening right now. And I'm a pro at this. No, motherfucking, you're not. The same way that y'all not going to about 3 or 4 or 5 therapy sessions and you're healed and you're doing the right thing and you're now telling your other friends what they need to be doing and how therapy has changed you. When there's been people who have been in therapy for years and they are still doing the work. And you've been there for like, I don't know, 3 days, one session, and you want to talk about it all day. You're busy talking about what you're doing in therapy versus you really sitting back and applying what the hell you got going on in therapy that should be pretty sacred between you and your therapist and whatever intimate crowd that you choose to share certain things with. It's not really for you to... What? What is happening? This is happening, you guys. This is truth. This is happening. We all know somebody that does this. We all know somebody that does this. We know somebody personally. We know somebody figuratively. We know somebody that somebody has told you that somebody was doing this. We've all heard the shit. Ain't new. Which is why I don't like when people try to make it seem like this is new. This ain't new. You know, you got people like me talking about it. I'm not the only one talking about it. Somebody else talking about it. You know, so what the fuck? Like, whatever. Whew, y'all. I'm entering 34, you guys. What is that? That's a bigger age. You feel me? That's my big body age. And I really like that term, big age. Like, that shit was... It's so disrespectful, yet so funny, yet so intriguing, yet so powerful to me. I don't know. Like, if any of that makes sense on how I feel about the term big age, maybe I'm going to take it and flip it because, you know, you got big dick energy, big ovary energy, big titty energy, big ass energy, big thick energy, whatever big you got, it always makes it sound that much better. Well, let's really pay attention to how Big Lotto says Big Lotto versus when she says Lotto. You know what I'm saying? Big hottie energy, big Meg, big this, like big, just big. As a matter of fact, nigga, big makes me happy. You know what I'm saying? The song makes me happy. Everything about big makes me happy. Big timing. But, you know, that's just where I'm at. And so that just shares a little piece of my spazzing ass mind and where I've been at, how fourth quarter going. I didn't even get to touch in what my plans are or what I see forthcoming or what I want to work on for fourth quarter. I guess that means I got to tap in a little bit more sooner, huh? And I will. All right, y'all. This was fast.